Well, Billy's done a lot of work on the engine. It's only a few years old, really. I hoped he didn't think so little of me as to believe I would give up that easily. When did he buy it? He bought it in 1984, I think. Did he buy it new? Well, no. I think it was new in the early 60s or late 50s at the earliest, he admitted sheepishly. Dad, I don't really know anything about cars. I wouldn't be able to fix it if anything went wrong, and I couldn't afford a mechanic. Really, Bella, the thing runs great. They don't build them like that anymore. The thing, I thought to myself. It had possibilities, as a nickname, at the very least. How cheap is cheap? After all, that was the part I couldn't compromise on. Well, honey, I kind of already bought it for you, as a homecoming gift. Charlie peeked sideways at me with a hopeful expression. Wow, free. You didn't need to do that, Dad. I was going to buy myself a car. I don't mind. I want you to be happy here. He was looking ahead at the road when he said this. Charlie wasn't comfortable with expressing his emotions out loud. I inherited that from him. So I was looking straight ahead as I responded. It's really nice, Dad. Thanks. I really appreciate it. No need to add that my being happy in Forks is an impossibility. He didn't need to suffer along with me. And I never looked a free truck in the mouth or engine.